Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and today, in our own little corner, we're in the pursuit of having you avoid the loneliness of the evening. It's going to be a lovely night, because there's music in you. 10 minutes ago, we saw her, and now it's possible that now is the time. Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Really went off a hill.
Yeah. I jumped hard off that Cinderella cliff. Our royal staff of pumpkin stagecoats attendance is a little different today. Of course, we have Kimberly, our game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Yeah, hello.
Kevin, the lamenting stepsister, Jager, is not here this week. He's in Chicago seeing the opening of his own musical, Daphne Sunset.
Daphne Sunset.
So today we have Broadway Records' own Robbie Rizal.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy to be here and to find out who my real dad is.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. It's going to be a good day.
Absolutely. We did the DNA tests.
My finger still hurts.
Our surprise guest today is Maury Povich.
Good.
Yeah. But you can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Diva Robbie, spelt the way that you would think it is, i.e., though.
I chose that name when I was 16. That's just a cautionary fable for anybody listening. Choose your branding well.
Well, I like your use of fable.
Oh.
Because today we have... really didn't...
Great transition.
Yeah, sorry.
Killing it.
With us today is a guest some of you definitely know and love. You most likely have seen her on Broadway in revivals of South Pacific, Grease, and Anything Goes, or in her Tony-nominated performances in Bonnie and Clyde, and, of course, Cinderella. Let's give a big Broadwasted welcome to an incredibly talented friend of the show.
Friend of the show!
Friend of the show.
Yes.
Laura Osnes.
Hi, guys.
Yay! Welcome.
Thank you, Brian. I'm thrilled to be here. And that was really an incredible opening monologue with all of the song titles from Cinderella.
Yay.
Can I keep that?
Yeah, you can absolutely keep that.
Epic.
It's a new ringtone for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. If I was Laura's ringtone, I would retire.
Hey, Laura is my ringtone. I'm not going to lie.
I don't know if you'll make any money being my ringtone. Will you? Would you?
No.
Could you retire off that? No.
No, I wouldn't retire off the... It would more be an emotional retire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Just for the record, I retired emotionally 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So.
No,
Cool.
Now you're on the record. Yeah, so you can follow her on all social media at Laura Osnes, spell her name spelled out, on Twitter and Instagram. You can find her on Facebook and her fan page. And we're really excited to have you today and talk some theater.
Hey, mm-hmm. Thank you.
Absolutely. So let's go around the table. Let's start with what we're drinking. Kimberly?
I'm drinking Prosecco out of the Spring Awakening cup.
The Spring Awakening sippy cup.
The Spring Awakening sippy cup.
Robbie?
Not the Magic Bullet Cup.
Not the Magic Bullet Cup.
I upgraded this week. Nice.
I'm drinking Prosecco as well out of the Fashionable Kinky Boots Cup.
We only do fashionable here.
I think this is the large size. So.
That is.
Yeah, it's a double.
We need to start going to, we need to start purchasing drinks at more shows, I think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's collectible City Cups for like $23.
Yeah.
I know.
Good.
You're right.
It's such a great deal.
We'll expense it.
You're right. It's a write-off.
To my own credit card. Because I'm drinking Strongbow.
What?
Cider. I love it. And Laura, what are you drinking today?
I'm drinking Poland Springs. I am so boring. I have a bottle of water. I do drink occasionally. I just didn't feel like it tonight. And that's singing a lot recently. So water is it.
We are actually doing everyone a favor by not having you drink.
Right.
So that they get better performances out of
that's
you.
It. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That's what we're all about. We're here.
Had I known, though, I would have brought, like, my Bonnie and Clyde sippy cup and put the water in the sippy cup. Next time.
Haley Patroon brought her own Newsies sippy cup.
No way.
Yes.
That's great.
It was amazing. We were very happy with that. Nice. Not to say we're unhappy with what's happening.
Right, okay.
Now.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no. What do I do? Yikes.
Yeah. I'm not offended.
Great. Awesome. So you came from, you're from Minnesota.
Yes.
And you, I mean, you were doing, I remember you saying that you had done, you were doing like professional children's theater out there.
Yeah. I grew up doing a lot of professional theater in Minneapolis. Yeah. I worked at the Guthrie and the children's theater. I did a show at the Ordway there in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. As well as, you know, Chanhassen Dinner Theater, Youth Performance Company, a bunch of professional theaters there, as well as high school stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I did go to college for a year in Wisconsin.
Which school?
University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point.
No.
It's like in the middle of the state. They actually have a really strong triple threat program.
Yeah.
And I was studying there for a year, and then I got offered a job back in Minnesota to intern for a year at the Children's Theater Company, where I had done a lot of shows growing up, and I knew all the people there, and it was a really amazing opportunity to get paid to be in all the shows for the year, gain equity points, be in all the shows, understudy leads, do readings of new works, take classes, work with both kids and adult company members, and get paid to do it. So it seemed like a great opportunity to leave school for, take a year off at least.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after that year...
Very European of you.
I know. Right? Well, it's a good thing I actually...
Backpacking through Minnesota.
I know. But it's a good thing I did because I met my future husband that year doing a show. And then I got offered... I continued to kind of audition, and then I booked Sandy in Greece at a dinner theater, Chanhassen Dinner Theater in Minneapolis. Uh-huh. So I decided to do that instead of go back to school that fall. And then that's when the TV reality show happened on NBC in 2007, and I left that Greece early to fly to LA and compete in that Greece.
Now,
crazy.
Tell us, I mean, you've probably spoken about this a lot, but tell us about that, like, instant craziness.
Yeah, and I never want to, like, assume people know the story, so I can go into detail about it, but...
No, we would love
that. Yeah, but okay. But I'm also like, oh, this is my life story, and everyone's like, we know. Or we don't know, but I assume people don't know. But it was crazy. I think I went out there. I had this like pull in my like being that was like, go, like you need to do this. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It was just one of those things that I was like, you have to go. And so, I was able to leave that production in Minnesota early. The director like allowed it. I wrote a letter and he like approved it and the whole deal. His daughter took over the role and I went to LA to continue with the reality show because I kept making it past the next levels.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't think I ever would have done it if the prize was not a lead in a Broadway show.
Okay.
Like that had been my dream since I was 3 years old. Mm-hmm. I wasn't in it for kind of the fame or like even, you know, the American Idol type thing. I just had no interest in doing. I think the prize was what I had always wanted to do. And, it was it was amazing. Made my dream come true.
Yeah.
Like I was on national TV for 3 months. And then I won that and got to be on Broadway. Like it was incredible.
That's like crazy. That's like a crazy story.
And no one else has that story. Max Crum and I have that story.
Yeah,
and like even with the Elle Woods thing that happened a few years later, like that was not a live televised audition, you know, that we competed they weren't competing every week. It was like Telsey was casting and they had to kind of go through, but America was not voting
One.
Yeah.
So it was different. And they have not done it in America since, you know what I mean? It's been a big thing in London for the West End, but.
Why do you think that You're the One That I Want was so successful?
Was it successful?
Well, I mean,
because again, they haven't done it again.
They haven't
I
done
know.
It again. That's true. That's a good point. But in terms of, I feel like no one makes fun of it. Like, people make fun of, like, Joe Millionaire and stuff like that. But I feel like it, because it worked.
I think the people who watched it loved it. You're right.
Yeah.
And the other half of people had no idea it was even happening. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the ratings were not that great. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think because Grease is so popular, first of all, and Sandy mm-hmm. and Danny are such iconic mm-hmm. roles
yeah.
that it definitely appealed to the public. And mm-hmm. we were all young and spray tanned, and, and so people watched.
And everyone was doing that show in high school, so the kids that were watching it were living it kind of as well.
Totally.
Or everyone has done that show in high school, and so anyone who was like washed up theater kid was I did that show when I was 16.
Absolutely. I think it speaks to everybody, and definitely.
Is that your impression of a washed up theater kid?
With jazz hands?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know those ladies at Marie's Crisis in the back?
First of all, I love them.
I do love them, too.
Marie's Crisis is the best bar in all of New York City.
Is it?
No.
It's also the tiniest bar.
It's so much fun.
I think, though, that if the talent level hadn't been so great on You're the One That I Want, then people would mock it.
Oh, that's
so
a good point.
We got Laura Osnes out of it.
That's true.
And Max Crumb out mm-hmm. of it.
I had like, the biggest crush on him when that show was airing.
He was so same thing.
Same.
I know.
What was it? Shaggy Dan?
No, he was Slacker Dan.
He was Slacker Dan because of the long hair.
Yeah, right.
Who was, I know it was Ashley, and who else came in second?
Austin. Well, no, Austin Miller came in second, and
right.
then Derek Keeling came in third, but Derek and Ashley replaced Max and I.
Oh, okay.
And Triple Bloods, Austin Miller.
Right? Yeah. Austin. Yes, Austin Miller, Trip of Love.
Trip of yep. Love, Austin Miller.
Oh, that just
yes.
closed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It did.
Pouring out.
I had a good one. I had a Trip of Love.
So then you're on Broadway, you're in Greece.
Yes.
Yeah.
What was your chill level? So they weren't multiplying.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, the chills are multiple. Oh, I got okay. You guys, I'm so slow tonight.
No,
like, what
okay.
is happening?
Maybe you
You're
need
making
a drink.
All these fun puns, and I'm like, I'm so literal with
fun.
You.
And he makes that joke all the time, yeah. and I didn't get that
okay.
joke.
Oh, Kimberly, no one gets them. I'm just like, so tell me more about your chills and how they multiply. They're like, I don't know what that means. And I'll be like, oh, that's on me. That's on me.
No, you're a genius.
No.
I do need to drink. You're right.
Yeah. She's saying all these nice things, but she's giving me such side eyes.
Right? but it was crazy. It was, everyone I had ever known was coming out of the woodwork to fly to New York and see the show. And
yeah.
we had people in town all the time and dinners and press stuff. There was that was, I think, the most shocking thing for me. You'd asked earlier, like, what all the crazy. And I think that was the craziest. Like, the work was what I had known my whole life.
Yeah.
Rehearsals. Performances like mm-hmm. that I can know mm-hmm. or that I can do and that I knew all the extra like interviews and appearances on things and early morning uh-huh. talk shows and photo shoots and whatever like that was the thing that kind of and this was even before Twitter was a thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can only imagine how
yeah.
it would have been
blown
now.
Yeah, exactly.
I would have tweeted my love for you.
Thank you.
During the
yes,
show.
I appreciate so that.
You're into it.
Your chills were multiplying.
They multiply right now.
And then, so after Greece was?
I had about 6 months off after I left Greece. And then I got called in to audition for South Pacific from Telsey & Company. And they said, Kelly O'Hara is pregnant and we need an immediate replacement. And I, like, laughed. I was like, well, that's
yeah.
nice of
have
them.
Fun finding one. I'll
yeah,
see you later.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, that's really nice of them.
Great.
To bring
oh, you
me
need
in,
to know if I know someone? Let me look at my Rolodex.
Like, it was nuts. Yeah. And you know, I went in for that and then was shocked to get a call back. Mm-hmm. I had, like, just not expecting that at all. I mean,
yeah.
I was like, it's Kelly O'Hara. Like,
yeah.
I'm 22 and, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And got a call back. And that was basically, like, a work session with Bart Scheer in the room for, like, 40 minutes. Just, like, throwing things at me and trying to see if I was moldable. And then my third call back for that was for the Rodgers and Hammerstein estate. I had to be approved by, like, the R&H mm-hmm. folks. And at that point, I had heard
was
it was
like
down
a,
to
was
three
like
people.
Was that like a board meeting type
yeah.
of situation?
Yeah, there were, like, 20 people in the room behind the table. It was, like, me and, like, 20 people.
It's like doing a show.
And it was, like, go. Like,
yeah, you did a little concert for that.
Right. It was. Yeah. It was, like, two songs from the show and three scenes. Mm-hmm. And the work session was, like, preparation for that. So it was, like, walking. They weren't giving me – they weren't saying anything. They weren't giving me notes. They were just, like, do it. Present for them. Okay. And then Bart called me after that callback for R&H and said he was like, we didn't think we would go with someone this young and we'd love to have you come back and read with Paolo Schott, who had just won the Tony. And he's like,
yeah.
Dreamy McDreamy. And
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, hi. So I got to come back one last time and read with Paolo. And he was so gracious and handsome and wonderful. And
oh, stop describing me.
I know. And then I found out I booked it. Like, either, I think it was that afternoon. I literally think it was either that the next day or that afternoon. And I just, I was crying. I was a mess. It was amazing.
You did it for, what, 6 months?
I did it for 6 months while Kelly had her baby. Mm-hmm. And then she came back and finished her initial contract for 3 months. And then she left for good. And they invited me back and I did another 8 months before it closed. And so, then Kelly came back for the closing week, 2 weeks.
So you opened a show, you opened Grease on Broadway and created that role and went through that experience. And then went immediately to sort of a put-in experience where you're not with a cast and creating a character. What was that? Dichotomy for you?
So different. I have such respect for replacements now, and I'm really glad I had that experience because it's tricky coming into a well-oiled machine and you're the one newbie, you know? I had, I think, two and a half weeks of rehearsal with, like, the stage manager. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was great, but you have the stage manager and the dance captain and, like, a chair, two chairs and a table, and you're doing the whole show like that. And then you, I had one put-in with everybody, not in costume, and I'm in costume, and it's, you know, it's daunting. It's South Pacific at Lincoln Center, Tony Award winning, and stepping in the shoes of Kelly O'Hara, who is a goddess, you know, like, it was a huge opportunity for me, and everybody was very, very kind and welcoming to me in the show, and I was so grateful for that because I was 23 at the time, and I didn't know what I was doing. You know what I mean? I was so grateful that Bart saw something in me. I don't know what he saw in me, but I was so grateful he did because that doing that show really kind of changed my life and, like, I feel like legitimized me in the Broadway scene for sure.
And you went from that to Anything Goes.
Yes. And in the meantime, during Bonnie and Clyde, I was like – or during South Pacific, I was, like, developing Bonnie and Clyde. So right after South Pacific, that 3 months that Kelly came back, I went to La Jolla and did Bonnie and Clyde.
Okay.
And then came back to South Pacific and then left South Pacific to do Bonnie and Clyde in Florida. Mm-hmm. And then while I was in Florida doing Bonnie and Clyde, I auditioned for Anything Goes and booked it. So then I came back and did Anything Goes for 7 months. And then I left Anything Goes to do Bonnie and Clyde on Broadway.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
I saw that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, you're like pals with Jeremy.
Yes.
So that's awesome.
But I was more impressed with you than him.
Now I'm really blushing. That means a lot. Thank you.
You didn't get the Tony for that nomination.
Well, he was in Newsies.
The truth is coming out.
Ryan was also in Grease with Jeremy Jordan as Danny Zuko.
Oh, I was. Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. I was in college. Jeremy and I was.
Didn't you do two parts?
No, that was in high school. I was in Grease and I did that, but in
two parts. Wait,
we cut. I played Roger in high school.
Yeah,
but the Duty character
couldn't sing.
Couldn't really sing.
So you got to do Magic Changes.
So I got
as
to
Roger.
Sing Magic Changes as Roger. Yes. And then he and I like duetted at the end of that.
Oh, cool.
So that's that story. And then in
I love it.
Laura's interviewing me.
Yeah.
And then in college, Jeremy was Danny, and I was
Eugene.
My fiance was Eugene.
Enemy of the show was Eugene.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah.
And you were the guy that sings at the dance.
Yeah, I was Johnny Casino.
Oh.
Yeah. Rock
and roll. So I sat backstage the whole show.
And had your moment.
Came out.
In
sang,
a nice suit.
No, not Rock and Roll Party Queen. Sang
Hand Jive.
Born to Hand Jive.
Oh. Why doesn't he sing Rock and Roll Party Queen?
Because Jan and Roger sing it at the party in Act Two.
Right.
Oh.
Really when brush up on your stage script of Grease.
Yes.
I did it when I was 14.
Which was like not that.
So yeah, and
like
Jeremy,
a minute ago.
And Jeremy was great.
Yes, he's great. He's amazing. Jeremy's awesome.
Jeremy's the best.
What was it like watching Grease live?
Oh, good question.
I will tell you that Max came over. We had a little party. So Max and I watched it together with Daniel Everidge, who played our Roger on Broadway.
Okay.
So Daniel and Kevin Quillen, who was in the ensemble. So a few of us greasers got together and watched it.
That's so fun.
I got to say, it was super nostalgic. I absolutely loved it. Mm-hmm. I thought
it was so fun.
I thought it was taped really well. I think it was the most successful live show. Mm-hmm.
The live audience so far.
Yeah. That changed everything. Applause.
It changed everything. And like, I'm pals with like Tommy Kail and David Corns, who designed the set, and you know, Tommy directed it. And so like, I was just so like proud. I was very, and not that I should be proud of them, but just like excited for everyone who was involved and just, amazed at the feat that was accomplished.
Super cool.
I thought Aaron was great. I thought Julianne was wonderful. I, you know, she really pulled it off. I thought it was, and I loved the live audience.
Oh, so fun.
yeah, I had a really great time watching it. It was good.
And then tell us about the morning of Bonnie and Clyde getting the, or people calling you and you not necessarily getting the phone calls.
So that first Tony nomination for Bonnie and Clyde was just out of this world. One of the more kind of crazy magical moments like of my career. Mm-hmm. So, you know, leading up to the Tonys, there's all these other awards, right? The Drama Desk, the Outer Critics Circle, Drama League. And like Bonnie and Clyde had closed like 5 months before. And I had gotten no nominations for any of those things. And I wasn't expecting anything, to be honest. Right. So I was like, that's fine.
But in today's world, you know, even with the Oscars or the Tonys, like, you're going to get nominated 12 times before you get, like, the big, quote, nomination.
Yeah, true.
And that, I could imagine that being like, what?
What? That's exactly it. Yeah. So a lot of times those other awards are, like, indicative as to what's going to happen on the Tonys, you would think. And I was, you know, asleep on the morning of the Tony nominations because they're announced at like 8 a.m. You know, no actor is up that early. No.
Unless they're doing Good Morning America.
Exactly.
They're not up.
Exactly. And so I was asleep and I wake to a phone call and it was my agent. And I was like, why is he calling me at 8 in the morning? I didn't answer it. I turned it off, like rolled back over. And then all of a sudden a text message. In all caps, it said, Laura, call me now, with like a bazillion exclamation points from my agent, like his direct text, like phone message. And I was like, oh my gosh. And suddenly in my heart, like it began to like pound. And I was like, wait, this morning was the Tony nomination. So I started to kind of put two and two together in my brain, but I didn't want to get overexcited in case that wasn't what it was. So I called him back and he said, Laura Osnes, you've just been nominated for a Tony Award. And I was like, I started like bawling. My dog is like going crazy. And like Nate was like, you know, my husband was like so excited for me. And we just like sat in our pajamas in the dark in my bedroom, like weeping. You know what I mean? Like it was just such a shock and a surprise and just a complete like joy. And I was so honored and it was incredible.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hooray. And then that whole day, just phone blowing up and in little interviews you're calling all the people and like
and
doing
to be, I mean, that year specifically, like to be in that slew of best actresses.
Yeah. The good thing was I knew I wasn't going to win because of that, which was actually awesome.
Who else was nominated that year?
Audra won that year for
Porgy and Bess.
Porgy and Bess.
Yeah.
How do you buck Bess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you were nominated for Cinderella a couple years later.
I was.
And
the following year.
Oh, yeah, that was the next year. Back to back?
It was, yes, because Bonnie and Clyde closed in December.
Right.
Tony's were that May. Cinderella opened the next January and then were nominated for Tony's that
Oh,
May.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
Now, did they build Cinderella for you?
You know, I got asked to do, while I was in Bonnie and Clyde, while I was in Oslo doing Bonnie and Clyde in Florida, I got the call from Robin Goodman, who produced Cinderella, and said, we'd love to develop, you know, Rodgers and Hammerstein Cinderella for Broadway. It's never actually been done on Broadway, and we're going to
That boardroom really paid off.
I know. And we would love to do a reading, and we'd love for you to be Cinderella. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'd be delighted. Of course. I'm currently out of town. I just booked Anything Goes, but you like, keep me posted, you know.
Oh, you want me to be a Disney princess? Pass.
It's Rogers and Hammerstein princess. Thank you.
You're right.
The children.
You're right.
I know. Yeah.
I'm going to leave now.
Cinderella.
I have
Disney
yet,
Cinderella.
Right. I have yet to play a Disney princess for real. So
which Disney princess would you want to be?
Oh my gosh. I don't know.
Just
I think
straight up.
Belle is kind of the natural, I think Belle would be fun.
Yeah.
True.
That would be fun.
Disney. It's time.
Maybe.
You've heard it.
They must have not had your phone number, and they do like, oh, I guess we'll call Emma Watson.
Oh, see, I know. I actually know someone that worked on that like, tried to put my name in, at least, in the mix, but nothing happened.
Into the Tri-Wizard Tournament hat?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It was like,
That's how she gets all her roles.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how I...
No one texts her. It just jumps out of the
that's
cup.
That's how we get
morning.
Our guests.
That's sometimes how we think people think it works.
Yeah.
They're like, so when you sign up for... Like, which makes you... What shows, like, do you sign up for? Like, what makes you want to sign up for a show?
Yeah.
Like, doesn't really work that way.
It's a bulletin board in the dorm.
Yeah,
it's just
like,
audition.
I want that one.
That's like when you had to explain to your parents that life wasn't Smash.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
No one comes in a prom gown to the audition for Marilyn Monroe.
On a Broadway stage. No one auditions
or wears
on
their
a Broadway
costumes
stage.
Around in Times Square.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about? Because I do, and I booked it in the room.
Although, I will tell you, I went in for Love Never Dies.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Phantom of the Opera.
When it was going to come here?
No, I think for London.
Over there.
Way back, way back when. In final callbacks for that. And they made us wear a gown at our final callback.
Interesting.
They said, can you please come in a gown? Hmm. I was like, all right.
Sure.
Just hearing that.
That makes sense-ish.
I mean,
only because you do wear a gown that entire show.
I know,
so,
you shouldn't show up. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't come in jean shorts, but like to wear a floor length gown at 10 a.m. and sing a high A is like, that's just like.
Well, the 10 a.m. is mean.
Yep, mean. Mm-hmm. It's mean.
So, Laura, we're going to do some rapid fire questions for you.
I can't wait.
You ready? Favorite flavor of Froyo?
Chocolate peanut butter.
Oh. Mm.
Although usually they rarely have chocolate peanut butter. I usually put peanut butter and chocolate. That's what happens.
That's okay. Oh. What's your favorite role that you've played?
They're like my children. I can't choose a favorite.
Make a Sophie's choice.
Nellie Forbes. And I'm going to say Nellie. I'm going to say Nellie
Forbes. Okay. Oh, cool.
That's surprising.
What is your guilty pleasure that maybe not people don't know? Maybe not people don't know.
Maybe not.
Maybe not people don't know.
I always said Froyo, but people know. Yeah, it's my sweet tooth. I'm baking. I like to bake. That's
Kimberly is an excellent baker. You should trade recipes.
Thank you. Hey, I would love to. Let's have a baking date. Yes.
The moment when she started dating Jay, we all gained like 1,000 pounds.
Yes.
But I was gluten-free at the beginning, so it was a lot of
that's
just like
not real.
There was no flour, so it was just all sugar.
Oh, I'm in.
So it was just like exactly.
Laura Osnes is singing from Waitress, y'all.
I just saw Waitress again 2 nights ago for the second time. I love it so much.
Really
we'll talk about that later.
Yep.
We're still in rapid fire.
Yeah. Go.
Favorite musical?
Lightning Piazza.
Yes. Ooh. Desert Island musical, meaning you can. It's a musical about Desert Island. No.
I was like South Pacific.
Yeah. If you could see one perfect show before you were sentenced to Desert Island like Napoleon, what would you see? Mm. That's the last show you see. And it's perfect.
My gosh. This is an incredible question.
Or any show from history.
Welcome to Broadway.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be, this is not rapid fire now, I'm talking.
That's okay.
Was what's the soundtrack you would bring with you if you were stranded on Desert Island? It's the only one you could ever listen to. And that would have been last 5 years.
Oh. Once on this island?
Once on this island. Or forever on this island. Yeah, the soundtrack I think would have been last 5 years.
Okay.
And then the final perfect musical to see. Well, I already said Lightning Piazza is my favorite. So were any of you at that concert that just happened, the reunion concert?
No, I got invited and I was in shorts. And
why didn't you go?
Because I was at work and I was in jean shorts. You don't go to the Lightning Piazza.
Buy new shorts. I would have bought new shorts.
No, that's true. You go to H&M and you deal with it.
Oh, that's true.
It was so good. I've not cried in the theater.
I saw that show so many times.
It was that so night was times. Amazing.
Oh, quick. Let's play Broadway Regrets.
Broadway Regrets.
What you do is you choose a show that you have not, that you you had the ability to see, but you didn't see.
Oh.
So like.
Oh.
No, go for it.
Mine would have been August, Osage County.
Okay.
I never saw it and I regret that.
Okay.
I regret that.
Yeah. Robbie?
Oh gosh, this is hard because I see a lot of theater.
That's true.
Yeah.
I didn't see Bonnie and Clyde, and I wish I had.
I know, I didn't either.
I had
Maybe
tickets.
I'm good answer.
I know. Well, I mean, you know, that's the record that started the record label I worked for, too.
Yes. Oh, it is?
Supporting started.
I didn't know those
They
the first
created
Broadway Records
to record Bonnie and
that's
Clyde.
Correct.
Oh, really?
That's correct.
That's dedication.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Listen. All for
I'm listening.
Laura Osnes.
I'm listening.
Like Frasier.
Mine is.
What's yours? Yeah.
You know. I don't really know if this falls into the category of, like, I could have seen it or would have appreciated it. But, like, I was living in I grew up around here, so I could have potentially, like, gone and seen it, even though I was very young. I would have loved to have seen Michael Jeter in Grand Hotel.
Watch that clip.
That clip is one of my favorites of all time. That Tony, I'm literally getting goose. My chills are multiplying.
Cool.
I can watch
with
that.
With the tears just flying down his mustache.
You watch into him winning backstage because he just performed. Then he comes on and he just gives that empowering, beautifully, like, fragile, vulnerable speech when he wins Best Supporting Actor in a Musical. And I'm literally getting goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
I really, really
It's also cold in here. Look,
that.
I have goosebumps.
It's also really cold. Great. My emotions have been
negated.
Your chills are, like, negated. Or divided.
It's
cold.
I've got chills. They're being...
contrived.
contrived.
They're being contrived from the air
instigated
conditioning.
By the air.
Instigated.
That's like a mental word.
So my feelings don't matter. I'm moving on.
Are we done with rapid fire? Sorry, I tangent.
No, that's okay.
We went right to Broadway Regrets.
No, where we get to so many. What's your favorite experience seeing a show?
Miss Saigon, when I was really young, I saw a touring production of it. Mm-hmm. And that's the one for me that kind of was like changed my life. Like,
that was my next question.
I think I'm on. I'm answering. I'm pre-answering.
No, I love
it. I also, I saw Peter Pan in Minnesota and with Kathy Rigby. And
Peter, me too. Not in Minnesota, but here. But that was my magical moment.
Magical. Yeah. I also was at a Sunday matinee of Aida on Broadway one time that was just epic. People were standing up in the aisles. Yeah. I was there on a good day.
Cool. And final question for rapid fire questions. I know you've said this previously, but your favorite, your like dream roles are ones that you can create.
Yeah.
If there was a adaptation of something that hasn't been a musical yet, what would you want to play? Like originating that role on Broadway?
Yeah. I've always thought that The Notebook would make a great musical, and I would love to play Allie.
Yep.
Wouldn't that be really special?
We're done. Great. It's cast.
We gotta
producing
go.
It.
Yeah. Great. Would, do it.
Call some composers.
Who would play your Noah. Ryan Gosling?
Oh, well, Jeremy Jordan, of course. Hello. I've actually talked to him about
would
it.
Would he need to be blonde?
He's like kind of like, nah. He like shrugged at the idea. I was like,
too bad.
What are you? No.
Know. He doesn't know.
He's just playing Nicole.
He doesn't know.
That's what I would be like. We'll, you know, we'll get Jason Robert Brown or Adam Gettle or, you know,
Jonathan Reed Gelt
to write the music. Mm-hmm. Pesek and Paul, whatever. Like
yes.
Someone
cool. I'm into that.
Fantastic.
I'm
into all those.
I'm shipping everything you're saying right now.
I am too. But here's the thing is that I'm getting older, so it needs to happen.
You are 17.
Thank you.
I'm across from you, just staring at your
beauty. But if you get a little bit older, you can play both ages.
Oh, my gosh. You could Carmen Cusack that.
Oh, right?
Yes. National Treasure, what? Carmen Cusack.
Yep, high five.
That was awesome.
In the studio.
Cheers to
cheers.
Carmen Cusack.
Cheers.
Oh, I'm seeing her tomorrow night, you guys.
What is she doing tomorrow?
54 Below. She's singing cut songs from The Bright Star.
Oh, cool. A whole concert comprised of that?
Listen, there's going to be banjo picking.
She's amazing. She's
and by
so
tomorrow, he means last Tuesday.
I do. Sorry.
You guys know I met Carmen because she originated Nelly on the South Pacific Tour.
Which Kimberly saw.
I saw her in that tour.
I saw their final.
But I think I saw you in South Pacific too.
How South Pacific of you?
Were you in the PBS broadcast? Or
no, that's
that Kelly.
Kelly came back for the last 2 weeks.
But she wasn't in the Light in the Piazza PBS.
I saw,
right, and I get confused.
I saw Kelly when she came back.
Oh, okay.
Like in that period where
I think
she
I saw previews.
You were like, oh, thank God Laura's gone.
I
get to see
I was like, who's this bitty taking over? I'm going to go see the
real deal.
This is a pen from Glass House, Brian.
Of course it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I know it is. This
can
is
I write with it for my game?
I have my two pens in my purse are a New York Pops pen and the She Loves Me opening night pen. Did
my favorite show. I have the She Loves Me mug from opening night.
Well, I have the ice cream stress ball.
You guys all know that's my favorite show, right?
Yes.
Oh, it's so good.
So let's go around and what have you seen this week or lately?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Just quickly, what did you see and what did you think about it in one sentence? Go.
I've seen a few things. I saw Waitress two nights ago for the second time.
Okay.
I bawled more the second time. I thought I would know what's coming and I wouldn't need to. I was very emotionally connected. I just love it so much. I think everyone in it is sublime. I saw Cats on opening night. It was so, I mean, I grew up with the movie.
Mm-hmm.
With Elaine Page, and
which is on Broadway HD now.
Oh, is it? Nice.
Well, you can
so
that
I was like singing and dancing along with everybody in my second row seat.
Love it.
I have a lot of friends in the show, so I was loving supporting them. It's an odd show. Yes, it is. But I like it. So yeah. That was fun. I saw Dear Mr. Rosewater at City Center. Mm. Santino was in it.
Oh, yes. You're right, right, right.
That.
It was interesting. It's a very weird piece, but that's encores. They always do weird pieces.
So what did you see, Robbie, this week?
I also was at the CADS opening, not with Laura. Right. So that was sad for me. And I was like, guys, I'm at CADS. Yeah. I had a smile from ear to ear the whole time. Too. Also, Rum Tum Tugger, just marry me. He was so sexy.
Did he Rum Tum Tug at your heartstrings?
Oh, no, he zing with them. Yeah.
No. Oh, dear.
Kimberly, did you see anything this week?
No, but I would like to see CATS because I love CATS.
So I did not see anything this week, but my mom won the Book of Mormon lottery.
Ooh, so good for Jill.
She and my sister went and loved the heck out of it.
It's so fun. Have they not seen it?
No.
Oh,
good for them.
So they saw that. And my mom has made it official that she is entering the Hamilton lottery every day just for Kevin.
Oh. So this is the part in the show where Kevin reaches out.
But we have it. Kevin sent me a letter.
From can I read it as Kevin surrogate?
Yes.
So, and now a dramatic reading.
Dramatic reading by Robbie as Kevin Jigger.
Dear Laura, a.k.a. hashtag friend of the show. I'm unfortunately able to imbibe and laugh with you. I'm in Chicago for the opening of my musical. But welcome to Broadwasted. I was fortunate enough to see you in South Pacific and have been a fan ever since. You're truly an incredible talent. But here's the thing. I need your help. There's a matter of utmost importance that I must share with you. I have yet to see Hamilton. Pause for Hamel shock and Hamel horror.
Hamel shame.
Hamel shame. So, if you wouldn't mind carrying the Olympic torch for me on this episode and giving this little plea to the artist currently known as Lin-Manuel Miranda.
He's no longer in the show.
He's got
cool. I feel like he could get half seats.
I guess.
I would truly appreciate it. If you would even, it would even elevate you to hashtag super friend of the show. Thank you and have fun getting Broadwasted. Nice. Kevin, P.S. Hey, girl. Hey, Robbie. And then there is a plea at the very bottom to be sung.
To be sung.
There's a literal, to the tune of.
Laura's plea for Kevin. Okay. This is unrehearsed. I'm looking at this for the first time. Okay. To the tune of 10 minutes ago. I'm trying to hear it in my head. Oh, hello, Lin-Manuel, it's Laura, and I'm singing to plead Kevin's case. He's not there, but he's swell. Save him from Hamel hell. Put a smile on his bearded face. I think I'm doing the wrong court. For a ticket, he'd even shave his face.
No,
like
it's the end.
Okay, how do
for
wait?
For a ticket, he'd even.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin,
I'm sorry. Face. Okay. Oh, yes.
That was amazing.
Yeah, thank you. I tried. I should have rehearsed.
We miss you, Kevin. Just kidding.
That's from a man who writes lyrics for musicals.
Yes. But let's play a game.
Oh,
great. I love games. I'm very competitive. I like games.
Uh-oh.
This game is based on MASH, that wonderful game we all play.
Oh, yeah. Remember that?
Oh, yay.
Can't wait.
MASH.
It was called Mansion, Apartment, Shack, or House, and then you decided how you...
Who you were going to marry,
what car
you were
going to have.
How many kids?
So I've created the gypsy robe.
Okay.
Robe, spelled R-O-W-B.
Robe.
Which stands for regional, off-Broadway, West End, or Broadway. Brian's face right now is going to
be genius.
So Laura.
Okay.
Would you name me 4 co-stars? Now in the vein of MASH, 3 you'd like and 1 maybe not.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, well, okay, Jeremy, Santino, Colin, let's use Colin Donnell.
Oh.
We're singing together at Carnegie Hall in October.
Friend of the show, Colin Donnell.
Friend of the show.
Why not?
And I would not like. Oh, that's
Robbie
mean.
Rozelle.
Whoever listens to this is going to find out that I don't want to co-star with them.
It could be me.
That's true.
It's me.
Yeah, maybe we'll just make it Brian.
Just make it me.
Okay, Brian. Yes, Brian.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind.
And then 4 shows you've not done. That you'd like to.
Oh, this is so fun. I like this game.
Yay. Should we put the notebook on?
Yeah, let's do the notebook.
Okay,
great.
Light in the Piazza.
Let's do Light in the Piazza.
Okay.
Let's do The Music Man.
Okay.
And let's do, I don't know, I'm thinking Rock of Ages or something.
Oh, no, it's Rock of Ages.
I did get final callbacks, but I was hoping I didn't put it in. I didn't, so I'm glad.
And then a number from 1 to 10?
6.
And a number from 1 to 20?
19.
Okay, I'm going to close my eyes and draw a swirl.
Okay.
If, Laura, you would tell me when to stop. Oh, wait, no, you close your eyes and tell me when to stop.
Okay.
Ready, set, go.
Stop.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, talk amongst yourselves. So the line
that you just crossed through.
Yes.
The amount of times that it crossed through intersects with your swirly.
Yeah. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times the line intersects with the swirl.
And that's
so
what you
I have to
off.
Do 5.
I get it.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 3, 4,
so while she's
5.
Doing counting that.
Yes. More games.
Yeah. What is your death row meal?
Oh.
Oh wow.
Our essence would never be on death row.
No, it's fine.
You're right.
It's cool. A hypothetical cool. situation.
Hypothetical.
Man, it would probably be like a portobello mushroom ravioli or something. Ooh. I really like mushrooms.
Uh-huh.
And like probably more than like a steak or something I would appreciate. But I try to avoid pasta. I eat less pasta now than I do. So like that, but it's my death meal,
it's
so it doesn't matter.
Death row meal, yeah.
So I do that. With like, I love like, to be honest, like a beet and goat cheese salad probably before
with
that.
Some walnuts in there.
Candied walnuts and some good thing, maybe some pears or something in there. Some
sounds
great
like a
vinaigrette
really
salad,
fancy,
kale
death
or
row
something.
Meal.
Is there dessert?
Duh. Oh, there's of course dessert. There's chocolate lava cake with peanut butter froyo.
What?
And crumbled Reese's on top.
Sounds great.
Oh yeah. Boom. All right. Would you like to hear your gypsy rope?
Oh, you're done already.
Yay! Rope, yes. So good, Kimberly.
You're so welcome. You didn't say thank you, but I said you're welcome.
Yeah, I know. You know.
Ready, guys?
All right. Laura will be performing on the West End.
Oh.
With Colin Donnell.
Okay.
In Rock of Ages.
Oh, great.
And she will win 2 Tony Awards. How? Because it's on the West End. I didn't think through. But
oh, okay. Olivier's then.
Two Olivier's
for like, one show.
For one role. That's what I'm thinking.
That is some sideshow stuff right there.
Or the show wins
right
2 Olivier's.
Okay.
I win perhaps. And Colin wins, or I win and
you win and the show wins.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now you have a quiz?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm ready.
Ready?
Yeah.
The theme will become apparent, as always.
Can't wait.
Who would like to go first?
Baby?
No. What?
A parent.
Oh, you always make that joke and I never get it.
It's funny to me.
Who would like to go first? The first hand up gets to go first.
I'll go first because I made the bad joke.
Okay, Brian.
Oh, good.
In the 1997 TV musical film of Cinderella, starring Brandy in the title role, The Sweetest Sounds, originally from this musical, opens the film and introduces us to Cinderella and the Prince. Was The Sweetest Sounds from No Strings, The Boys from Syracuse, or State Fair?
I have no idea.
I do.
I knew this when I was 12.
That's fine.
I don't know this.
It's
from No Strings.
It's from No Strings.
Brian.
Yeah, I got it right.
Okay, fine, Brian.
He's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to guess.
Yeah. Wow, that's an amazing question. I'm glad I know that now.
Her quizzes are so hard.
But like, also,
I just want a bell.
Very
applicable and like, I should
know
that.
Informative, yes.
Yeah, informative. Okay.
Ready, Laura?
Okay, I'm ready.
Mm. In the 1965 television version of Cinderella,
live? Oh.
Starring Leslie Ann Warren.
Yes.
So the theme is Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
Coming soon to Broadway.
Which actress played the role later played by Whoopi Goldberg in 97?
Oh.
Was it Dorothy Stickney, Celeste Holm, or Ginger Rogers?
Oh my gosh. I can picture her face, but was it Celeste? No, then it was the first one. I know it wasn't Ginger. No, you way. It was Ginger Rogers?
Yeah. Ginger Rogers was the queen in 1965.
Oh,
Celeste Holm was the fairy godmother.
Yes, that's why.
It was tricky because Whoopi Goldberg, I didn't say that was the queen. I just said the role played by Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, and Whitney played the fairy godmother. Okay, yeah, no,
so
I got
good.
Confused then.
Okay. Robbie, are you ready?
Good question.
I'm ready.
Of all the official Disney princesses, who is not technically royal?
This one I would know.
I know this one.
Is it Belle, Megara, or Mulan?
That is a phenomenal question.
That's a fantastic question. Mulan.
It was Mulan.
Yeah.
Right.
Of the official Disney princesses, not all of them are official in the
canon
realm that have as many toys and stuff.
I know that, yes.
So Megara is not in the official canon,
so
but Mulan
weird.
Is. But she is never a princess. She is of no, like, semi-noble birth.
Oh.
And then she marries a general. She doesn't marry a prince.
Of noble birth? I think she's just born of a war hero. Hey, Dad, just stay here. Cool, cool, cool. I got this.
Yeah, like,
and, like, goes to war.
Yeah, Dad, you got that limp. I'll help.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, my instinct was Meg because I was like, she's a goddess or something.
But now
she's like a,
I just have her Lily's White princess singing in my head.
Yeah, right.
So thanks.
That was kind of an intense question.
Right, Brian?
Yeah, that was really intense.
All right. The song Loneliness of Evening was cut from which R&H musical and added to the 65 Cinderella TV broadcast? Was it cut from Oklahoma, South Pacific, or Me and Juliet?
I'm going to say Me and Juliet.
It was cut from South Pacific.
Which was my first answer. Tricked you.
Immediately when you asked the question, I was like, South Pacific in my brain. Mm-hmm. But then when Me and Juliet was an option, then I was like, ooh.
Kimberly knows how to ask questions that I know the gut answer to. And then I'll hear the answer and I'm like, nope.
Me,
nope.
I know.
Nope, it was that one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But no, actually, no songs from Me and Juliet have made it into Cinderella. But Boys and Girls Like You and Me, which was cut from Oklahoma, is in the official vocal selections for some reason.
Well,
but I don't know if it ever made it into a performance. Yeah.
It was in the stage version. Like, the stage version played, and this is, hi, I'm such a geek.
Like, everyone, the regional.
Yeah, it played, like, Muni and things like that.
Yes.
And the king sings it with the queen. Like, they had a song.
Oh.
Yeah, right? Because they would always, like, stunt cast it with old character actresses from the TV.
Right.
me. Because that's the role I played regionally. You're welcome.
Wonderful. Laura, you ready for a question?
Okay, yeah.
Although I've gotten to one that I know you'll get right.
Uh-oh.
Decidedly not a princess, Bonnie Parker died an outlaw at just 23. Having never divorced her husband, she died as Mrs. Ted Hinton, Jim Sterling, or Roy Thornton.
Roy Thornton. She actually had his name tattooed on her thigh. Wow.
And she was wearing his wedding ring when she died.
When she died.
Did you have a tattoo, like, in the show?
No. Oh. I did.
Like a stage makeup tattoo, obviously.
I wanted to wear a ring for a while, but actually people said it was confusing.
Oh.
Like during tech and things, people were like, we're confused.
Because did they mention that at
we
all?
Mentioned it once. We mentioned it once in the show.
When she was like 15.
Yeah.
That's all right, Robbie, last question.
That's what happened back in the day.
Think about if you've got one's right or not.
And,
all right, Robbie. What was Clyde's middle name? Was it Solomon, Drake, or Chestnut?
Chestnut's the name of a horse. Solomon?
Solomon is Brian's middle name.
Chestnut
is Clyde's middle name.
Are you serious? Goodbye.
That's why it had to be a question, because it's too ridiculous.
Clyde Chestnut Barrow.
Too good.
Clyde Solomon Barrow.
Is anyone tied? Because I have a tiebreaker.
I have one.
We've all lost.
I got one.
Well, I have one, I guess. I got Roy right.
You won? Great.
We're all tied.
Tiebreak. The first person.
So this is like beep, 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 like sign.
Oh, yeah.
First person to tap the table and tell me the right answer.
No whammies.
What was the name of the reality show In Search of the Next Nancy and Oliver from the West End?
Because you need me.
As long as he needs me.
Nope.
No.
You need me.
It's a fine life.
Wait. Nope.
Sorry.
Can I have some more, please?
Sorry, I did this.
I'll do anything.
Yes.
Oh!
Did you guys, like, wait so that I could win?
Well, I mean, you were like, wait.
Brian and I had this conversation last week that we couldn't remember the name of it, and so I Googled it today.
I do anything.
How do you solve a problem like Nancy?
It was I do anything.
I do anything. I almost got. Yeah,
did you watch all those? They aired them on, like, BBC America.
Oh no, I did watch the Dorothy ones a little because I played Dorothy, so I don't know why I was a little more into, like, Wizard of Oz.
What was that one called?
I think it was, like, Over the Rainbow.
Yeah, The Search for Dorothy.
Yeah, right.
Watch out for that house.
Yeah, right. That's what it's called.
Should we do some show cards?
Amazing. What? Yes, I have two packs of show cards for our special guests, Robbie and
Lee.
Yay!
And today's special game is you get to pick one of those show cards.
Okay.
Don't show it to us.
Okay.
And a la celebrity, try and get us to guess who is on your
I'm
show
so
card.
Excited.
So me and Brian will close our eyes.
Okay.
You two don't look at each other's packs.
Okay.
Should we draw back the curtain?
Do we have to go at the same time?
We should draw back the curtain. No. We'll go Laura first, then Robbie.
Okay, so great.
Laura's trying to get just you to guess?
No, all three of us. And then Robbie will get all three of us.
Oh, and so
they
whoever...
And so whoever gets this is really hard to open.
This is the first time I've gotten them.
And beer?
So a la celebrity, what does that even mean?
So celebrity, it's like Taboo. Great. So you get their name and you have to say if I was getting you to guess Brian, I would have to say things like wearing a red shirt, curly hair, middle name is Solomon, did Grease with Jeremy Jordan.
Oh, right. good. Okay.
Well, has chills that are multiplying.
I've had a moment to
don't ever
look at these. Is that allowed?
Yeah.
Well, you
just
look
pick one. Yeah.
That's helpful. So, Laura,
and just pick one. Any time to think about it.
Do you want
to
go first?
Sure.
Okay.
Are we timed? Oh, no. Sure. We're not timed. Okay. I'm thinking like high stakes here.
You are.
Oh, we should
we can
be
do a timer.
Well,
yeah. You want to do like 30 seconds?
30 seconds.
For five.
No, for just the one.
Oh, no. Just for one.
Unless you want to try and get all five in a minute.
Let's do that.
Try and get all five in a minute.
Do it for a minute and then... How many we get of yours
is
your
the point
total. We'll
your
do it
points.
For Robbie for a minute. And if you tie, then we'll figure out a tiebreaker.
Okay. Ready? Steady. Go.
Okay. These people wrote, I believe, Cabaret.
Kander and Ebb.
Yes. Their full names?
John Kander and Fred Ebb.
Yes. Good. The original Mormon. Ding dong.
Andrew Reynolds.
Yes. All That Jazz. Roxy Hart. Velma Kelly. This musical. Oh,
Chicago.
Yes. Bobby, Baby, Bobby.
Company.
Yes. Music director of Finding Neverland. Short blonde hair. Kristen Chenoweth's music director. Not Joseph, but Blank Had a Little Lamb.
Mary.
Yep. And then...
she has a card.
It's a double name. And it's
Mary Lou Retton. I know that.
Her last name is Soup. Mm-mm.
Campbell?
Mary Campbell.
Mary Campbell.
Yep.
Mary Campbell.
Her middle name, you don't know her. Okay, her middle name is...
I know this.
Not Jerry.
Wait, no,
Jerry.
Jerry.
No.
Jerry Blank is the director. Jerry Blank's
yes,
the director.
Yes, you got it. Mary Mitchell.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah.
You're allowed to play too.
I didn't realize that.
Wait, this was going to be my clue, though, for the middle name. Jerry Blank, director, choreographer.
Oh, yeah, we would have
done.
That was a good one.
So that was 49 seconds, all five.
Great. You have to beat 49 seconds for all five.
Okay.
Ready?
If you even get to five.
Steady. Go.
Tony Winner, Make Them Hear You.
Brightside Smithfield.
Chicago Cabaret.
Cheetah Rivera.
Oh, my God. No. I don't know why I said that.
Songwriters.
Kander and Ebb.
Yes. Again. Full names?
John Kander. We did this.
Director, choreographer, One Singular Sensation.
Michael Bennett. Not good. A rare card.
Oh, he's
not in every
rare
bag.
Card.
No. Ill-fated musical starring Benjamin Walker.
American Psycho.
No, other one.
Bloody Bunny Jackson.
And Frequent Card That You Get Here, Old Movie.
So I'd say it again.
Springtime Canteen.
Card. Yep.
Yeah.
What was that?
38 seconds.
Wow. Wait, what was the last one?
Swing time
Canteen.
Stage door.
So I want to thank you guys
good.
Again
fun.
Yeah.
For coming on. Laura, for being our awesome guest.
Yay.
Robbie, for filling in for Kevin.
Kevin, well, we don't miss you.
Bye, Kevin.
And Kevin Spire.
Congratulations on your musical.
Yeah. If you're in Chicago, go see Daphne's Sunset.
Yeah, go see it.
Yay. Hope you get to Hamilton.
Thank you.
So you can obviously follow Laura Osnes, at Laura Osnes on any of the social media handles. Robbie is Diva Robbie. We're really, really thankful that you can come on and hang out with us.
Thanks, you guys. Thank I'm you. So happy to be here.
And as you know, what's up next for you?
Oh, I'm in like concert land right now. I'm doing a lot of concerts both across the country and a few in New York. The next kind of big one in New York is October 14th at Carnegie Hall. I'm doing
kind of a big one.
Well, yeah,
sort of a big deal.
It's a Lerner Lowe concert with Colin Donnell and Nathan Gunn.
Me
and those two snazzy guys. Mm-hmm. And then I'm playing 54 Below the end of November, the last week.
Oh, that's great!
Right after Thanksgiving. So
that's fantastic.
So please come.
Yeah, buy tickets on those respective sites. I'm sure you can get them through her social media.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying it.
I usually post on Twitter. I promote things on Twitter, and then Instagram's like personal fun pictures.
Okay. Mostly 16 handles pictures.
Right. Mostly, actually. Yeah. At least once a week. I was there earlier today, by the way.
Great.
It's so good.
Fantastic.
I know, it's so good. I'm obsessed.
Yeah, so as you may or may not know, we end every episode with a phenomenal quote.
Oh, this is true
quote.
And now embarrassing. Oh, wait, no. Your quote. The quote first, please.
Quote first. And the first thing you know, I'll have 4 little boats. Then 8 little boats. Then a plenty of little boats. And then a great big fleet of great big boats.
Name that musical?
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
I mean, it's Carousel.
It's Carousel. Yeah. I know it's Carousel.
Yeah.
That was a great.
But we always end with an inspirational quote, and
then we do this.
And then we do this.
All right.
On three. One, two, three.
Zoot doo bop.
Which is the end of Jesus.
That's great. Changes, yeah. The end.
Yeah. So thanks again. We'll hear us next week. Oh, I always.
Yeah, just stop. Just let us laugh and it fades out.
Zoop. Should we do that again? Zoop,
yeah. Okay.
Laugh.
Yeah. One, two,
rehearsal.
Three.
Zoop, doop, bum.
That's a real laugh.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.